96. WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB at 6:31 and 50 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Connor Green. They're on the other side of the glass at 1-877-337-6666. For the marathon, that's the number for the marathon Wednesday schmooze, right up until the Nets, the pregame show. They're taking on the Warriors. 7:15 pregame on your fan New York.
The Wilpon family is now working out a deal to sell 80% of the franchise to billionaire hedge fund manager Steve Cohen.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
According to our source, the Mets sale to billionaire Steve Cohen is in jeopardy. It's a life support, according to the Post. We're hearing the deal with the hedge fund titan to purchase the Mets from the Wilpons is falling through.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to put out a press release immediately, today. We're going to say there's no deal. There never was a deal. You're not going to buy anything. You're just a browser.
When pressed for a comment, the Mets didn't deny the rumor. Instead, the Sterling Partners released a statement saying the parties are subject to confidentiality obligations, including a mutual non-disclosure agreement, and therefore cannot comment.
Cohen, who already has a minority stake in the team, is worth $13 billion, nearly three times more than any other team owner.
None of you, not one, has done a single day of work, and after reviewing your holdings, your business interests, your debts. I know that this check is the only thing standing between your family and bankruptcy. So pick it up, put it in your pocket, and walk out of here. All right, Will.
If the deal is approved by the MLB, the Mets are expected to begin competing for big name free agent players.
In a year's time, you're not going to be able to get me on the phone. When I walk out that door today, we are friends for life, or you don't exist to me.
And everybody thinks the deal isn't going to be done. What is going on right now between Steve Cohen and the Wilpons is sort of like the real life version of the TV show Billions, that's for sure. And with the ratings very high, with all of us paying attention, there will be another episode, so be sure to check your local listings for day and time. Previously, on this real-life version of Monopoly, the roll of the dice has both sides unable to pass go, with the Wilpons right now not collecting any money and Steve Cohen right now not collecting his team. But they are going to roll the dice again. They do not pass go today, but in time, both will cross the pass line. This is white collar versus white collar gambling. This is Wall Street versus Wall Street gambling, with the rest of us on Main Street waiting for the very next episode, and it will come. This is, of course, about money, with gamesmanship, with leverage, with power, control, and ego making up the ingredients in this game, where eventually both sides are going to win, including fans of the New York Metropolitans. They had a deal, and then they didn't. Hope, for a number of months, turned yesterday into hopeless, didn't it? But there is no such thing as a final offer, and there is no done deal when it isn't done. We can only guess that one late night, when nobody was looking, the Wilpons went to their very private vault, the one with a moat surrounding it, the vault so very deep in the bowels of City Field, where they pulled out the agreement they had in principle and added a few zeros to the sale price when nobody was looking. You could also guess that we have both sides unable to pass go because, well, Jeff Wilpon may want to keep his key to the executive lounge, a deal breaker if ever there was one. Of course, both sides will eventually win, since one side wants the money and the other side wants the team. High noon. It'll come. High noon. With both sides sitting across from each other. With both sides looking at each other eyeball to eyeball to see who is going to blink first. That has yet to happen. There is, of course, another episode in this high-stakes roller versus high-stakes roller. But when that episode comes, rest assured, both sides will blink, then wink, sign in black ink, and together toast with a drink. The deal isn't done, but the guess, it will be, with Steve Cohen, the new owner of the New York Metropolitans. Again, the deal isn't done, and what is it? Wait a second. It's on life support. The plug about to be pulled. No, no, and no. The deal is not done. But the guess here, it will be with Steve Cohen. I'm going to say it again. Listen, please. It'll be done with Steve Cohen, the new owner of the New York Metropolitans. Hopeless it was from all of us yesterday. However, coming soon to a ballpark near you will be the hope you lost yesterday. We just have to wait for the next episode. So again, be sure to check your local listings for day and time. Nobody needs to ever forget what somebody we all know of and knew from when he said, it's never over till it's over, and it ain't over. Question, who's first, the Wilpon selling the Metropolitans or Dolan selling the Knickerbockers? Since Dolan apparently isn't taking the advice of those he hears from the crowd, he would rather get those with the chance to think of something else, like reassigning Steve Mills, who has over the years more titles than the Knickerbockers have wins. So as Dolan goes about moving about the deck chairs on the Titanic, the Knickerbockers want us to believe there may be going after Kyle Kuzma in Hollywood, and or D'Angelo Russell in town tonight, the former Net, now with the mouthpieces. And could it be that he will be in Brooklyn tonight and soon thereafter in Manhattan after that? So, with General Mills moving down the hall and the NBA trading deadline tomorrow at 3, we are left to talk more of the Mets selling than the Knickerbockers. And don't think Dolan isn't happy about that.